Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, what's the best way to hang out with other traders if you don't have traders in your local area?
Wow, that's a good one. If you go onto the internet, I don't know if you've seen the meetup groups, Hugh. Have you seen those on the internet before?
Those are great.
Yeah, I think you can find a group for just about anything. I've actually even gone to a few of those meetup groups to give, like, you know, just some, you know, presentations on how I trade to some of those Forex traders, because it's kind of fun to meet other traders and things like that. The other thing I would suggest is if you're into your psychology, you might look into the Trading Tribe. So the Trading Tribe is not really something where you can go to Ed Sequoyah's website, which we'll link up in the show notes to this podcast. But basically, it's a group where you meet up with other traders and you work through your issues. And you're not meant to go there and talk about trading, but what you're meant to do is go there and figure out, you know, what are the emotional barriers in your life. And if you can sort of purge those emotions, then the theory is your trading will get better and you won't play out these little dramas in your trading, and you'll sort of like you get them out of your system, right, at Trading Tribe. So that's another group. And sometimes what will happen at Trading Tribe is some of the traders will get together outside of Trading Tribe, because Trading Tribe is really not meant to be like chit chat about trading. It's really a specific routine. So, and there are Trading Tribes around the world. So there's probably one near you, and you can go to Ed Sequoyah's website and find them there. But I would just say go to the meetup groups. You might go to a conference or something, but I don't know if those things are really, you know, I don't really go to those. So I don't know. I think they're kind of broker dominated, and I guess there's traders there. I don't know. Like, I guess there's traders there because the brokers are trying to sell you stuff, or I don't know. What would you say?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I would also maybe take a step back and say, do you want to hang out with traders? I've interviewed a couple of people who, you know, they're professional traders, but they don't want to hang out with any traders just because, I don't know, maybe they don't like them, or they don't want them to influence their trading or their thought process or whatever, or they just haven't found any ones that were cool. So that might be something to think about too. If you hang out with the wrong trader, sometimes that can have a negative influence just as much as hanging out with cool traders can have a positive influence. So that's something to think about too, I think.
Oh yeah. And anyone who's listening to this, who's been to the online forums, knows that, you know, that's one of the things that happens, right? I mean, we've all seen it happen. You get in these online forums and you can get sucked down the rabbit hole with, you know, these back and forth. He said, she said, this works, this doesn't work. You're a BS artist and all this stuff. So yeah, I think that's a fair point. Do you really want to hang out with them? Because in the end, trading can be kind of a lonely existence. It can be boring because you're kind of doing the same thing over and over again. And it's not really something for someone who really needs a creative outlet. So I think it's good to have a balanced life. Maybe, as Hugh suggests, you should really just hang out with people that have other interests outside of trading. I know it's really tempting to want to hang out with other traders, but that's really something that happens kind of early on in your trading thing, you know, in your development as a trader, is when you want to eat, breathe, and drink trading, you know, and you want to see other traders and read trading books and go to forums and conferences and all that. So I think you're onto something. I think you really need to rethink that. Maybe you're like into photography, so you hang out with other photographers when you're not trading. Maybe you're into, you know, surfing or skydiving or making ceramics or whatever, you know, learning another language. Maybe that's where you should put your effort into instead of traders, because like you say, if you're in the wrong group of traders, that can sap your energy and get you really down, especially if it's a group of traders who aren't doing very well. So I agree. I think that's great advice, and I appreciate it.
I think you mentioned once you hang out with a lot of retired surfers or something, right?
Yeah, they're kind of like my mentors because they've been around and stuff. And yeah, so those are the guys that I like to hang out with. I like to have lunch with these, you know, these 60-70-year-old guys, because they're, you know, they kind of take you under their wing and teach you about things that they've learned before, and they've had interesting lives, and, you know, you can learn historically. Like, I asked them about the markets, like, what was it like? And, you know, what was it like in the 70s when there was hyperinflation? And what was it like when the, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of great stories there, and about these guys who have built up their fortunes and lost them and built them up again. It's kind of like having like Donald Trump as a friend or something, you know, it's really cool. So I'm not saying that I'd want Donald Trump as a friend, but I'm just saying, you know, that's kind of what it's like having this wisdom. So yeah, that's another thing. That's a great point. If you want to learn, maybe you start go to a different crowd. Go to some people who have a few more decades under their belt, and they can teach you more. That's what I've found. I think that's a good point, because my retired friends are definitely like mentors to me, and they help me out a lot in a lot of things. So yeah,
that's great. Cool. That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that.
See ya.